It's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to all. The scripture lessons are from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7, and the gospel according to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Today's Christmas Eve message is titled, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Isaiah chapter 9, hear the words of the prophet of God. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of Gentiles by the way of the sea, along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Here ends the lesson, the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, Thou hast given us Thy Word for a light to shine upon our path. Grant us so to meditate on that Word and to follow its teaching, that we may find in it the light that shines more and more until the perfect day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A hearty Merry Christmas to you on this wintry night. It was a snowy, howling wind and storming Sunday morning. In a January, 1850 was the year. A young man, 15-year-old young man, was making his way through the howling and whipping snow to his usual place of worship. As the snowstorm continued making his way to his usual worship stop, that usual worship service, it just was not possible. He could go no further, and he needed to find some shelter. Turning down a side street to a chapel with a dozen or 15 or so people, he went in, for his heart was troubled. He wanted to be in worship. This Sunday morning, it appeared, the minister was snowed in. As a thin man who was either a shoemaker or a tailor, couldn't quite tell, was something of that ilk, stepped into the pulpit. And as soon as he began to speak, it became easily discernible this man really was stupid. As he read the text, he didn't even pronounce the words rightly. But as he spoke, that really didn't matter. As he read the text and spoke on the text was, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth." On he went with the simple message, a very simple message, and these words pulling this young man with the troubled heart in with the words, and the words were coming closer and closer to him. And as this simple man who didn't speak well brought his words to a conclusion, he said, "Look unto me. I am sweating great drops of blood. Look unto me. I am hanging on the cross. Look, I am dead and buried. Look unto me. I rise again. Look unto me, I ascend, I am sitting at the Father's right hand. Oh, look to me, look to me." The man finished his few words, and then his gaze turned upon that 15-year-old young man in the gallery. He was easily recognizable as a stranger to them. A few words were spoken, and then a shout came. "Young man, look to Jesus Christ." That was the moment. That was the moment of the breakthrough that came into this young man's troubled heart. Charles Spurgeon was forever changed on that snowy morning when that snowstorm took him to this little chapel with just a few gathered and a simple man preaching. As the few gathered in worship, a life was forever changed, and this life, by the gracious hand of the living God, was used of God to bring many a man, woman, boy, and girl to Christ. And Spurgeon's words still to this day bring many a man, woman, boy, and girl to Christ. So on this Christmas Eve, snowy and windy outside, with just a few gathered in the midst of snowy weather, may you be forever changed, forever transformed by a few simple words spoken by faith, and if the Lord pleases, carried by the power of the Holy Spirit into your heart and your soul, forever changing you all to the glory of God. Or to use the Latin, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Glory in the highest to God, more commonly worded as glory to God in the highest, for that is what this night is about. And that is what took place on this night all those many years ago in that small nook in the rocks outside the hamlet of Bethlehem. The shepherds were in the field, settled down for the night with their sheep just like any other night. The fire was lit to provide warmth and cook a small meal, along with provide some safety for marauders of the four-leg variety and also the two-leg variety too. A night like any other night of their lives, and a night just plain and ordinary, as can be seen as the stars begin to shine. Dibs being taken as who would watch first and who would get to nod off to sleep first. Did you win the dibs or did you lose the dibs? You're on watch. Keep watch. Little did they know this night would be different from all other nights. For soon a little baby's wail would step into history from eternity. And those words of Isaiah would come to their fullness. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. A young mother with her firstborn son and her husband of the house of David. That is what brought them to Bethlehem. Little did anyone know the Lord God was working these events to bring them to Bethlehem. God Almighty working through the mighty Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus. Take a census, Caesar. The nudging of God came. Everyone to their hometowns to register. And Caesar thought it was his own idea. Caesar's idea, right? It was Almighty God working His will to bring Joseph and Mary at just the right time for this night of the baby boy's birth, and then to swaddle him in cloths to keep him warm and safe. Such momentous moments that forever change all human history. Yes, all human history has changed. All things will be marked as to be before this event or after this event. Before or after. It won't go unnoticed, for the joy is too great to contain. The joy bursts forth. The angelic host have been waiting all of eternity for this moment, and now is the time to break forth. Shepherds keeping watch on the hills outside of Bethlehem are startled as above them in the sky the stars are blurred away with a sudden entrance of an angel of the Lord. There is no other way to explain this than an angel of the Lord. With radiance stretching across the sky, the radiance was falling on them below too. The glory of the Lord from that place of everlasting eternity has appeared to them. Just a group of lowly shepherds who become terrified. As the Greek records it, they feared with great fear. Feared, verb, with fear, noun, great, an adjective. They feared with great fear. They were super afraid. As far as I'm concerned, the shepherds responded as any reasonable person would respond. I would be terrified, and I guess more than likely you would be terrified too. The angel spoke. It is written, Luke chapter 10, chapter 2, verse 10. The angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Not fear. Not fear. This moment is not a moment of fear. Rather, it's a vastly different emotion. It's from the opposite end, the opposite range of emotion. I bring you good news of great joy. To you, for all people. Excuse me, I interrupt your normal night for the good news of great joy. I come from the very presence of the everlasting living God, the Eternal One, into this moment, into human history. Great joy brings me, for there is incredible, great, and good news for you. Be filled with joy. Be filled with joy, for we are all filled with joy. Here is the reason for this great joy. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Notice the wording of this announcement. Not today in the city of Bethlehem, but today in the town of David. This is intentional, to tie this moment as prophecy being fulfilled. This is about the line of David. It is about the house of David, as written in Isaiah 9, verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. House of David, David's throne, has been born today a Savior who is Christ the Lord. These are words from the angel. Where's the proof? What will be the proof? What's the sign? Luke chapter 2, verse 12, the angel continues, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The proof is in the sign. Greek, semion. Semion, that's the Greek for sign. It means sign. And in the Greek, a sign is given especially to confirm, corroborate, or authenticate. Confirm, corroborate, or authenticate. And the emphasis of the confirmation, corroboration, authentication, the emphasis is on the end purpose, which exalts the one giving the sign. And this sign authenticates the eternal purpose of the Lord. A sign that you won't find a royal crown. You will not find a jewel-encrusted crib. No royal purple blankie either. You won't find them amongst the great houses of the lands. Look among the animals. Look amongst the animals, yes. Look amongst the lowest of things. Among the straw, wood, and the stench of animal droppings. You'll find rags there. Yes, look for the rags. Rags that will swaddle this newborn boy. That's the sign. A rag-wrapped newborn boy in a feeding trough amongst the cattle. Then as if an explosion suddenly rent the heavens, the sky just torn apart, and untold numbers, uncountable numbers of angels, of the angelic hosts of heaven. And they all come praising God, expressing great joy, singing praises that echo all the way to heavens. There's just something absolutely amazing about people singing, human beings singing. Voices must be expressing what's inside. A single voice singing a solo, that can be beautiful, wonderfully beautiful music. But there's just something awesome that happens when a multitude of voices come together in singing. The power of thousands upon thousands of voices singing together. And this night, fill in the sky, were not human voices, but singing angelic voices. Singing with such explosive cacophony, bursting from the everlasting great joy of this wondrous moment in the town of David. A Savior has been born. Do you really recognize how phenomenal this moment truly is? Yes, phenomenal this moment is. I mean, get the clue. There's thousands upon thousands of the heavenly hosts of angels bursting through from the eternity into this human history to proclaim the praise of God of this moment. Singing and praising God. This is what they sang. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. Glory to God in the highest. This moment is all about God's glory. John chapter 17 helps us see this even more. This is from the night Jesus is betrayed. And it's written in John chapter 17, beginning the first one. After Jesus said this, He looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify Your Son, that Your Son may glorify You. From verse 4, John chapter 17. I have brought You glory on earth by completing the work You gave Me to do. Shepherds, they go and they search for the baby boy and find Him lying in a manger. They tell all who are there what the angels had said about this boy, and they were amazed. Mary listened and took the words to treasure in her heart. Then Luke chapter 2, verse 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This snowy night, this Christmas Eve, is about the glory of God. The glory of God breaking into human history to bring about forgiveness of sin and eternal life through the redeeming work of this little baby boy who will do it when grown up into His manhood. The glory of God reveals the compassion and love of God is reaching from eternity to bring mercy and grace for sinful man by becoming one of us. With us is God. With us is God. And that brings glory to God in the highest. It is Gloria in Excelsis Deo. God taking on human flesh to be with us. That glorifies God. It's glory to God in the highest. In that moment, as that baby wailed its first wailing breath, the glory of God shone forth. God is with us. Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Gloria in Excelsis Deo, for now and forevermore. Amen and amen.